Well, Katie got to work and then left work and was roaming the dangerous streets of downtown. Some of the parts of her are dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, I don't stop at any of the stoplights ever.
Yeah,
you just go through it?
Yep.
Yep.
I mean, I slow down and I check, but I find that if you sit there long enough, someone can and will approach your car
at some point. Yeah, especially at 4:35 or earlier in the morning. So Katie was at work and then left work to roam the streets of downtown. Because for some reason, I got another flat tire.
Oh, my God.
And this is in the Prius that I borrowed from my mom.
Yep.
This is the second flat tire in 3 weeks.
What is wrong with your
car?
How
do you
know?
How do you drive? Are you driving through a nail yard?
I think so.
You must be.
Are you sleeping with a carpenter?
Yeah, are you?
Like, I must be.
Why? Is somebody trying to pop your tires on purpose?
Maybe. It could be all those things. I didn't have a chance to inspect like what happened this time. Last time, I was in my neighborhood. Now, there's major construction going on, but then everyone in our neighborhood had flat tires.
Sure.
And I got one with the Prius. The Tesla had problems with they have a lot of problems with flat tires.
But you never got a flat tire because of, like, a nail or anything?
The Tesla two times with a nail, but then the other times it was just, it get worn on the inside because, anyway, the boring stuff. But I'm just driving downtown, you know, it's like 4:25 in the morning, 5 minutes away from the station, and I just hear, I'm like, what is that?
So you don't know if you, it's not like you hit a curb.
Okay. And I was going extra slow because of the ice.
Yeah, sure.
And so I'm like, did I hit some weird thing of ice?
So where's the car now?
It's on the side of the road in downtown.
My God.
Abandoned.
So Jared calls, and the fact that I had my ringer on and that I answered my phone is a miracle all in and of itself, right? And so, because normally I don't. Normally it's on Do Not Disturb. But when I got ready to leave this morning because of the weather, I left early. I had my phone plugged into my car. I made sure my ringer was on just in case.
Yeah.
God forbid there was an emergency. I'd have easy access to my phone, you know, right? So it just happened to be on. And so I already am like, gripping the steering wheel coming to work this morning, like, please just let me get there, okay? You know, the whole deal. And then this joker calls me, and he's like, hi, I got a flat tire. And then I have to go back out to go get him. And I'm like, please don't let me get into an accident going to go get Jared.
I know. And then the side road, you went down a side road, and I looked where I could... Oh, and by the way, I broke down because I could not no longer go because it started sounding really bad.
It was going to hurt the rim.
The rim. I was like, dang it. I was 400 feet from a Firestone... tire place.
I don't know where you're at.
Yeah.
Did you have AAA?
I think so. I know I had it with the Tesla. I don't know the end date on it. I don't know the expiration.
Sometimes your insurance might come with it.
I did tell Jared to check into it because sometimes it will auto-renew or you're right on the edge and then they'll say, oh, but if you auto-renew right now and then you can and you still have the service. So before you assume you don't, I would just check into it.
Right. Well, and I do have a spare tire in the thing, but it's so cold outside. It's on the side of the road. It's dark.
At 4 a.m., no.
No. I was like, uh-uh. And also, I don't really know how to do it.
Well, that
I wouldn't do it.
This explains so much. I walked by the studio this morning, and Jared was staring at the computer screen, and it was some dude jacking up a car. And I was like, "Well, that's random."
All right, we're all into different things.
Your algorithm's pretty weird too.
Right?
Yeah, all mine's flat tires. And then Matt walks in. I'm like, "Hey, Matt, you live in Archdale?" He goes, "Yes, I do."
Yes, I do.
You know how to do things? And he goes, "Yeah," I said. I got something for you after the show. I'll buy you lunch.
He's like, oh, gosh.
So, I may need some help.
You're going to absolutely need help.
And I'm willing to give a lunch to anyone who's willing just to help me with it.
I did check out. When I pulled back into the station with Jared in the car, I said, look, I've gotten you as far as I can get you.
From
here on out, you're going to have to ask somebody else because I can't help you change a tire.
No.
What good am I?
No, I know. And then the Prius is 18 years old, and when it broke down in front of my neighbor's house, he happened to be outside, and he also knows how to do things.
Yeah.
He has all sorts of tools, and I don't know what he does for a living, but he has like a work truck. You know, you can tell he just knows he's a man.
Yeah.
And he's like, you want me to help you with that? I was like, yeah. And I'm like, can't even find the spare tire because it's under something. I don't know. And
you know, a lot of women even know how to change a spare tire.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it. I always feel like when you do that jack thing, it's going to go flying out somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm not going to tighten the bolts on for the new tire right, and it's going to go flying off.
I just need to get 400 feet.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let me also give you a little insight here, secret. Because I was out of town one time and Hannah had a flat tire and she does not know how to change it. And I was too far away to get to her to help. And Wyatt was in the car. She called the non-emergency police line, and they came out and changed it for her.
Oh, wow. Really? That's
so
really nice.
If you call and seem like a damsel in distress.
I have to get home to my medicines.
Jared, you don't need to...
My cats are hungry. Yeah,
you don't need to play a woman to be a damsel. He is a damsel.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying they hear me. I'm like, hey, I got a flat tire. Yeah. They might think it's some sort of setup.
No, they'll be like, oh, Jared,
Right. I say Jared, they're like, oh, we'll be there.
Yeah. They might send extra cups so they have different angles of body cam footage for this one.
That's exactly right.
You think, though, Matt, I don't think police officer's job, I mean, they were being nice, but you think maybe because she was female,
and had it maybe her son in the car.
And her son was in
the
car.
Yeah.
I do think that played into it for sure. Mm-hmm. And also, I don't know exactly where she was. It wasn't like a main busy street, but it wasn't like a real side road. Like there's going to be other traffic coming through. So maybe they were also concerned that it might cause a backup. But with you being downtown, it could very well cause a backup.
Well, luckily I got into a parking spot, but it's on the side of the road, like parallel park. There's nobody there. But it's where it's four lanes. Mm-hmm. It's four lanes there, and it's not great. Luckily, it's the back left tire, so it's close to the sidewalk. I thought it was going to be next to traffic.
That's my next question.
I couldn't tell where it was when it happened.
This is how. So I'm driving down the side roads, and I'm like, okay, so he said he's at Market and Cedar and blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, Cedar. I go, oh, is that where the ABC store is? He was like, oh. I don't know. I was like, oh, yeah, it is. It's right here. I'm turning right now.
I'm trying to give her, like, crossroads. She's like, tell me the closest ABC store.
Oh, yeah, I go there all the time.
I'm like, oh, you pass the Starbucks, and then there's the ABC store. I got you.
Point of reference for Katie.
I was like, there's a Firestone in the Y. She's like, that didn't help me at all.
I don't know that.
ABC store, got you.
Got it.
Well, that was very nice of you, Katie. I'll buy you lunch for just helping
out. Don't worry about that.
But, Matt, can you please help me?
I can help you,
okay. Yes. Well, because the guy who knows what he's doing, he has all the tools. He's like, you know, I don't have that. I have the jack that you have to hook to. It's like a thing, like a tire iron that has a hole in it. And you got to go and twist it.
Sure.
Did you know, Jared, if the tire is.
I thought he was talking to Carol.
Do you know if the tire is like one of the donuts or is it actually the same tire?
It's a donut. The
square is a donut. That's the worst.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get to the.
You're just trying to get 400
closest
feet.
Or Thomas Tire, whatever. They're all
like
close.
You're pushing
and honestly,
up the hill.
Being that close, too, you could even pop in there and let them know what happened where and they would walk down there and help you.
You think so?
Mm hmm.
Are you just trying to get out of it, man?
No. I don't mind doing it. I'm just letting you know because. Clear, based on your track record, this could happen again.
Yes, it does.
So if you're that close, they'll help you.
Okay, well, maybe if you can at least take me there, see if they'll help me. If not.
And if you're, two things, too. This is not good for your tire, but you could, in an emergency, Katie, have this fix-a-flat stuff where you just put it on and you spray it in your tire and go.
Yeah,
they say it's not good for the tire.
His is flat.
I know, it like popped.
Yeah.
So, it's not like
it's not a leak.
No, I was totally fine. Oh. You know, I drove, I don't know, 10 miles, totally fine. And then when I hit downtown, it was like out of nowhere.
Oh, you must have ran over something.
Yeah, that boy's toast.
I just need to stop driving in general.
Yeah.
Something without tires.
I think it's time to hang it up. I do.
But Katie, thanks for coming and roaming the streets and
no problem.
Side roads with the ice and all that stuff. And Matt, I'll give you a lunch.
I'll take a look at it.
We'll film it. We might film it.
Yeah, sure.
And then make an AI video. All right, so we have.
It'll look like Jared did it.
I put my head on Matt's body.
Look, I got a new skill.
Get out there, I slip in the ice, I'm covered in disgusting soot.
Yeah.
Jared's like, look, here's an ad video of me changing my tire.
Look at dumb Matt falling down that I made up.